Immigration is expected to be a top issue this year for the White House and the new Congress. President Obama is calling for an overhaul of the immigration system, one that would include a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. As the White House crafts its proposals, a bipartisan group of senators has also been meeting to draft up its own comprehensive reform bill. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is part of that effort, and he joins us this morning. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Good to be with you.
You as well. There's been many proposals involved in immigration reform, from the DREAM Act to increasing visas for high-skilled workers. What are the main measures that you're discussing for this bipartisan bill?
Well, our focus is a comprehensive one, looking at all the elements. So it will have increasing efforts on border security to ensure that the nation's borders are secure and that we don't have unfettered immigration. It will also look at elements of individual bills to incorporate it, like the Ag Jobs Bill, which deals with agricultural workers. It will have the DREAM Act and probably a separate pathway for those young people to ultimately earn permanent residency in the United States. It will look at future flows of workers that may be needed within the economy, and it will have a pathway to earn legalization for those individuals who are undocumented in the United States, in which they would have to come forth, register with the government, go through a criminal background check, pay taxes, learn English, and earn their way as they wait at the back of the line, meaning all those who are waiting under the present system will get their opportunity to come into the United States first, and they will come at the end of that line, but they will have a temporary status while they are waiting, as long as they continue to be a good citizen in all other respects.
Now, a similar attempt at bipartisan legislation failed previously, and in the last few years, Congress hasn't been known for coming up with these large, overarching pieces of legislation, but rather for kind of a piecemeal approach to issues. What are the prospects for legislation that does do this big overhaul of the immigration system?
Well, I've been working on this for over a decade between my time in the House and now in the Senate. And I have to be honest with you, Richard, I am cautiously optimistic. The meeting that we have been having with Republican senators gives me an indication that, in fact, there is a real opportunity to be able to pass a comprehensive bill, as I just described. Working with Senators McCain, Senators Rubio, Senator Lindsey Graham, and others, gives me a real sense that they are committed. I think elections have consequences. I think the last election saw a new demographic America, one that the Republican Party woke up to, and one which they understand they have to change their conversation and their actions on immigration reform. And it's also important for the country, both for its national security, its national economy, and for, in essence, pursuing what has always been an American dream.
Senator, another big issue that's a top priority, of course, for this region is the Sandy Aid. The House is expected to vote this week on the rest of the Sandy Aid bill with possible amendments added. What are the prospects for the rest of the Sandy Aid bill in the Senate, and what kind of impacts will the amendments have in your chamber?
Well, as you know, we passed with a strong bipartisan vote a $60 billion Sandy package that went through 25 amendments in the Senate, full transparent process, and ended up, I believe, with around 64 votes, which is these days pretty significant. Now, it is our hope that the House will send a similar package, even though they're dividing it up, but that the end result be largely what we passed in the Senate, so that we could achieve quick passage in the Senate. If, in fact, they change it significantly, then it will create a stronger call by some members, particularly on the Republican side, to have an opportunity again. And so our hope is that they pass it, even though they're bifurcating it, but that the end result is $60 billion, largely allotted in the way in which the Senate did, so that our argument would be see quick passage in the Senate, send it to the president, because to be very honest with you, we have been treated in the Northeast in a much different way than other parts of the country. In Katrina, 10 days afterwards, there was $60 billion for the residents of Louisiana and the Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. We are looking at 3 months here.
Okay. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez on one of a group of bipartisan senators crafting immigration reform legislation, also on Sandy as well. Thank you for joining us, Senator.
Thank you.